Iraq's government has promised to make major changes in a bid to end widespread protests that have left more than 100 people dead. The government shut down the internet and imposed a curfew in major cities following the mass demonstrations over the past week. The protests seem to be a spontaneous outpouring of anger at corruption and deteriorating living standards, but few Iraqis think the government's going to deliver real change in response. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
In a poor Baghdad neighbourhood, protesters brave gunfire from Iraqi security forces to burn tyres and block roads. We, the youth, are protesting peacefully. What do they want from the youth? Why are they killing us? This man says. Iraq's government says 96 protesters and 8 members of the security forces died in the week of violence around the country. More than 6,000 people have been injured and almost 60 buildings set alight. But the security crackdown, an internet blackout and curfews failed to quell the protests. So Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi is now saying the government will address the protesters' grievances. There are fundamental actions, he says, such as fighting the corruption, financial reform, providing employment opportunities to the youth, fighting poverty, providing infrastructure and other services. Iraq pushed out the Islamic State terrorist group 2 years ago and oil exports are thriving. But essential infrastructure's not been rebuilt. Basic services are lacking, there are few jobs, and many Iraqis say the country's infamous corruption has become even worse. Political analyst Shivan Fazil says two-thirds of Iraq's population is under the age of 25, and young people are angry at the lack of jobs and opportunities.
If the current government does not meet the expectations of its youthful population, it will always face the challenge where this youthful population, instead of becoming a resource for advancement and development, it will become a threat on its very existence.
Some protesters have also expressed anger at paramilitary groups, some of which are backed by Iran, that operate with the Iraqi government's blessing. The protesters want greater accountability for such groups, if not to see them ejected from Iraq entirely. They also want greater representation and reform of Iraq's political system, things political analyst Shivan Fazil says will be difficult to extract from the country's leaders.
Should the Iraqi government want to ameliorate these challenges for once and for all, it has to take some long-term and structural reforms and changes to its political system, which we know for a fact that it might be resisted by the powerful political parties.
The United States and its allies, including Australia, have invested heavily in Iraq's security forces, and the country's internal stability is seen as crucial to stopping the revival of terrorist groups like Islamic State. Even if the protests die down, the issues driving them pose big, long-term problems that some fear could destabilize war-weary Iraq again, with consequences for the whole region. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.